In Baghdad, on Fridays, life slows down. This is a day for Iraqis to gather for prayer and later for conversations with family and friends. NPR's Deborah Amos reports on the mood in the city 8 weeks after the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime.
The Friday book market on Al-Mutanabi Street is an old tradition in the Iraqi capital. Books are laid out on blankets and tables. English, Russian, Arabic volumes, textbooks, and old magazines are bought and sold. It is a place for Iraqis to meet and talk. There are no American soldiers here.
It is a very famous place, and you can find many types of books, historical, economical, at low prices, as they are secondhand.
Ahmad Musa buys a couple of textbooks. He headed an engineering firm in Baghdad, but left the country 7 years ago. He came back after the war. Most Iraqis accept the American presence, he says.
I think most of people, 99% maybe, they are happier than before. And they are widely optimistic about the future because they were suffering for a long time.
An older man in a soiled white robe and a dazed beard leans in to hear the conversation. Naji Mahmoud is a school teacher. He wants to make it clear that these Iraqis who are out of the country must not speak for him.
This is no good. If you ask the people, there is many trouble here, problem. And don't ask this man. This man, no tired, but we tired, I teacher.
The Iraqi people are suffering, says Naji, because there's no work and food is more expensive than ever before.
Not all the people in Iraq have a job.
And so Iraqis sell what they can here for a few dinars, just as they did for more than a decade under United Nations sanctions. This boy sells school supplies and newspapers. A few yards away, an old man has some used religious books to offer. Iraqis move from stall to stall. It's a familiar routine. In the past week, more shops and restaurants have opened in the capital. The power is on again in many neighborhoods. But still, life is far from normal, with so many people out of work.
The only thing that the people are here watching is patience. I mean, Iraqis have been all the time accustomed to patience. Be patient, things will get better. When? Are you with me on this?
Abdullah Arif is studying English literature at Baghdad University. He says each week, as daily life improves for Iraqis, their expectations rise too.
I understand that the United States, the coalition forces, cannot rebuild Iraq within 2 months. But do the people understand this? They think as long as the U.S. forces are here, Iraq will turn to a heaven.
The Abu Hanifa Mosque is another traditional place to gather on Friday. This is Islam's holy day, and since the end of Saddam's regime, the religious leaders are free to say what they like. This is a restive neighborhood. This week, two gunmen wounded an American soldier guarding a bank. The imam calls on his followers to fight the occupation, to say no to the Americans. But at the same time, he calls on the American occupiers to create more jobs. They have robbed us of our dignity, he tells the worshippers. The message is a contradiction, and people here are free to interpret it as they like. But as long as thousands of Iraqis have no work and no pay, some will hear the call and choose to fight the soldiers. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.